This bill does not include. This was the Bob Hinman.
Call the meeting of the Resource Committee to order for the 3:00 on the February 4th. For the record, we have Representative Schultz, Representative Larson, Representative Liska, Representative Cowdery, Representative Euling, and myself, Representative Ringstad. I'd like anyone that's going to testify to sign up on our sign-up sheet there to get us started. The bill we have before us today, House Bill 118, an act relating to brown and grizzly bear tag requirements. Intention today is to take some testimony on this and to discuss it and to move the bill out today at all possible. And with that, I think Representative Schultz, since it's your bill, we'll let you give us a quick explanation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. May I sit here to do my testimony?
Go ahead. Okay.
This bill came about as a result of several advisory boards, which you have copies of some of the letters in there. I believe two of them, one from Glen Allen, one from Salina. Also, individuals throughout the state that have written to me about the concerns of bears that they have in their area. What it will do, simply, is it will just enable the board to make a decision to lift or not have the $25 fee for whatever period of time they would like. Say, for example, they would like to lift it until there's 10 bears taken out of a particular area. It does have a definite impact on the moose population in an area. There are a lot of times when the local residents are going out, they hunt, they don't stop by to pick up the $25 tag. You get out, and I for myself can just expound on one incident that I had where we got out, we were hunting, and we saw 12 different grizzly bear in this little valley that we were hunting, and none of us had a tag, and we would have taken one of those bears had we had the permit, but we didn't. Being law-abiding citizens, like we all are, I didn't, or none of us took any bears at that time. But it does create a problem, and it does afford the opportunity for the local boards to have more input to the Fish and Game Board to make these kinds of decisions. And it'll certainly help the people in the local areas in having more input and more to say on this particular matter. It's a very simple piece of legislation. Also in your packet, you will notice that there is a committee substitute that has been being recommended. And through the course of testimony, I'd like to have you read that committee substitute and be ready to respond to it. And I have no further testimony at this
time. Any questions of Representative Schultz at this point, or we take our testimony first?
Mr. Chairman, just briefly, are we going to be discussing the House Bill first, 118, and then going to the committee substitute later, for the record?
I think we'll just go ahead and go to the committee substitute.
Fine.
Basically, it says the same thing, just in different words. Representative Cowdery?
I just wondered, to a question, we're going to have Fish and Game testify
here? Yes.
Maybe for the point of
clarification. Okay.
Maybe for a point of clarification, so we're knowing where we're going here. Maybe I should move this, that we just deal quickly with the...
Go ahead and have the testimony first.
Fine. Thank you.
Mr. Hinman, Fish and Game, last word of wisdom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Bob Hinman, Acting Director of the Division of Game. The department administration would like to wholeheartedly support this legislation. In my work with the Board of Game for the past few years, the board itself has expressed the desire to have this additional tool available to them. They specifically requested that I pursue the introduction of legislation similar to this. The bill would essentially give the Board of Game the additional tool to shift hunting pressure as they felt it necessary for proper management of game. By having a resident tagged fee in all areas but several, it will obviously be a way of encouraging additional resident only hunting pressure on bear in those particular areas where they feel it is necessary on a temporary basis. The situation that Representative Schultz has mentioned probably derives largely from the feeling of both the staff of the department and many of the public that in certain areas we could benefit moose populations, in some degree caribou populations, by at least temporarily having a lower number of predators, in this case brown bear, and encouraging then the growth of the moose population in that area. This would give us a tool whereby we could do it with public hunting rather than any overt action by the department, which we think is vastly preferable. It would not change the present regulations or policy of maintaining a high standard of ethical conduct in hunting. We would still have the no hunting same day airborne. We would still have the protection for sows and cubs and so on. It would just encourage more resident hunting pressure on bear in those areas. We, in all likelihood, would encourage the board to utilize this tool first in at the present time in game management units 11, 12, 13, and 20E, those being areas in which we do see the need for some additional harvest of brown bear at this time.
Mr. Hinman, on this bill now, as a tool to where the board basically can use it as they so choose, it's been my assumption that this will not have a fiscal impact on the amount of fees it collected. If you don't decide to use it, there is no change. Is that essentially correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. In trying to analyze it for fiscal impact, we settled on a zero fiscal impact because we feel that any impact would be so minor as to be virtually incalculable at this time. Obviously, if we removed the resident tag fee for all units, it would have a fiscal impact, whatever that impact amount is that we collect per year for resident tag fees, I don't recall. But most of the additional hunting pressure you would get into a situation like this where you would utilize this tool would be additional hunting pressure and not replacing. So we feel that the fiscal impact would be either zero or very minor.
Any questions of witness?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to make something clear for the record here. It was through the Department of Fish and Game and through their recommendations and through the people that have been concerned about this in the advisory board capacity. And I would like to thank the Fish and Game Division for their cooperation and initiating this type of legislation and helping with the wording and getting it in a very clear, precise, understandable manner.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Basically then, if the $25 amount, the $25 fee is eliminated then, what that's going to do is increase the number of hunters that are going to come into that particular game management unit, and then is therefore going to create more of a population of moose. Is that what you're trying to say?
It will, Representative Ewing, it will certainly, if it does not increase the total number of hunters in there, it will increase effectively the number of bear hunters in there. At the present time, hunters will go into a unit, for example, to hunt a number of species. At the present time, if they don't purchase a $25 bear tag first, before they go, if they see a bear, they may not take it. Whereas now, perhaps if the, assuming both seasons were open, they go in there for moose, and bear season is open also. If they saw a bear and they wanted one, they could take it without having had to purchase that tag first. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. So you're creating an incentive for them to shoot a bear?
If they wish to do so, yes, sir.
Thank you.
I can note for the record the presence of Representative Baskin. Representative Cowdery?
Yes, a matter of clarification. I note that the letter from the Advisory Board, the Fish and Game Copper Basin Fish and Game Advisory Board, alludes to the $25 tag and this and that. And I was wondering what's the purpose of this tag rather than is to raise funds or to for funding. Am I in right that is also a sort of a record keeping of the amount of bears that might be taken? Was that part of the purpose of the tag? And how could you or the Fish and Game Management be assured that one person is not shooting 10 bear, or that I think that we're in certain areas limited to one bear in four every 4 years and this and that? How would the control of this, or does that have any effect on the control of it?
Thank you, Claudia, Chairman. First of all, the resident tag, the $25 tag, really serves no function for us as far as determining harvest or hunting pressure either, really. For example, I bought a $25 tag last year and I did not hunt bears. We do get pretty good harvest data on bears because all bears are required to be sealed after they are taken. So that's both a check on harvest figures and also an enforcement tool to ensure that a person doesn't take 10 bears. So I don't believe it would make any difference, what I'm saying. The lack of this resident tag would make any difference as far as our ability to control nor our harvest figures.
Thank you, Chairman. And also it alluded to the problem of overpopulation of bears in game management, what was it, 11 and 13? How would the bill affect other areas such as Kodiak or other bear in the population of Alaska? I mean, are we just talking about one, a couple of game management areas, or
would
the impact have in other areas?
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe that it would have any impact on any other areas. Certainly nobody is coming forward and saying there are too many bears in Kodiak. As far as applying this in one area, what impact it would have on other areas, I doubt it would have any, because I believe that the same number of, certainly the same number of doesn't affect non-residents, and a little over half of our total bear take is by non-residents. I doubt that it would pull resident hunting pressure from maybe very, very minimal amount from Kodiak to, go, for example, hunting unit 13. So I don't really think it would have any effect at all. And again, I think the board will be, and certainly the department will be, very cautious about encouraging or applying this tool to areas unless we do feel there is a real problem to be addressed. We're not, certainly not trying to get rid of the bears in the state.
Oh, I know, I just wanted to bring these points out.
Fine, thank you.
Any other questions, the witness? Thank you, Mr. Hammond.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here to testify on this bill?
Yes, sir. Forward, sign in our sheet there if you haven't already done that. State your name for the record, please.
Thank you, Representative Ringstaff. My name is Jeff Bowman. I'm volunteering for the Alaska Environmental Lobby. I think I'm speaking as much as an individual as a member of any particular organization at this time. We were uncertain as to what the implications of the bill might be, and have been pleased to hear the clarifications provided by Mr. Hinman. I think the only point that I would like to make is that we are approaching a situation in many areas of the state, economics, tax-wise, and in a variety of ways, in which I think it's an important principle for everyone to be willing to accept their own responsibility for supporting the provisions that are given to them by the state, the resources of the state, and so on. And recognizing that this can be utilized as an effective management tool, I would only encourage that it not be utilized so indiscriminately that hunters would take for granted the value of the resources that they have. I note in the support testimony provided by letter that much of what is presented is based on what may actually be interpreted as improper management of garbage dumps or of local areas, and this is not a direct response to some of those problems. And I wish only to encourage the committee to think also in terms of whether or not they are abandoning a means by which hunters are reminded of the value of the resources of the state which they are taking. Thank you.
Any questions of the witness?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Bowman, you ever hunt grizzly bear?
No, sir.
So you don't know what the impact would be of a few moose hunters wiping out the grizzly bear population, really?
Oh, I think I have a reasonable understanding from my own work with wildlife as to the relationships between numbers of bears and numbers of moose. I think it's widely accepted that bears have a significant predatory impact, particularly on moose calves.
Yeah, I think you'll find that unless you use poison, it's almost impossible to wipe out a grizzly population.
Oh,
perhaps maybe around a garbage dump, so you might be pretty successful. But if you went out in the bush, where the moose are and where the bulk of hunters are, you'll find that the grizzly hunter success ratio is not near as great as you would probably expect it to be.
No, and I'm not really speaking to the potential impacts of this legislation on the actual numbers of bears. I'm actually referring to the statement that it is making on the part of the state to hunters as to the support or the responsibility or the value of resources of the state that they are receiving. They will be paying nothing, essentially, in return for an opportunity to harvest resources of the state. And that may be a minor point, but I think it is important, as I was saying earlier, that in the long run, all of the resources of the state are costly and are all of ours, and we need to keep that in mind as we're offering such options to various segments of the Alaska population.
I'd like to note at this point, before I forget, that for the record, Representative Gall is here too.
Thank you, sir.
Representative Cowdery.
you said that something about revenue. Am I, is it your interpretation that you still wouldn't have to get a hunting license fee to hunt this?
No.
Or pay a hunting license
no,
fee?
No, I understand that hunting licenses would still be required. And as Mr. Hinman said, in many cases, hunting licenses, the privileges provided by hunting licenses are not exercised. The same is true with particular trophy tag requirements. I'm only suggesting that the fewer of those things that need be paid in the form of, for instance, it's a separate but parallel example, none of us pay personal income taxes anymore to the state of Alaska. I think in that sense we have lost a significant responsibility and privilege to the administration of government in the state, because we no longer have that input. We no longer have the right of saying our tax monies in that direct sense are supportive of or involved in the conduct of state government. And in the same case, trophy tag requirements, if eliminated, would no longer be providing hunters with a direct responsibility or involvement with the specifics of hunting bears for trophy purposes.
That is kind of a just a viewpoint of your opinion.
Oh, but yes. And I think a lot of testimony sure. is just exactly that.
Thank you.
Any other questions to the witness? Thank you, Mr. Bowman.
Thank you.
Anyone else here to testify on this bill? Not, Mr. Chair.
I'll make the motion to move the bill. Committee substitute for House Bill.
Committee substitute?
Yes, I'll make a motion to adopt the committee substitute for House Bill 118 and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? You're objecting?
I don't object except to put an amendment that we put individual recommendations on.
The motion is to adopt the bill or the resolution or to pass it out?
To adopt the committee substitute. Right?
Okay, thank you.
Any no objection to that? The committee substitute House Bill 118 has been adopted. Any discussion on the bill itself?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to move House Bill, the committee substitute for House Bill 118. And ask unanimous consent with individual recommendations.
Okay, any objection? If not, so ordered. Committee substitute House Bill 118 passed out individual recommendations. Send this sheet around, everybody can sign up. at this point, don't have anything else to come before the committee. Anybody else have any comments, anything they want to point out at this point? If not, I'll just ask that you sign off on the bill before you leave, and meeting adjourned.